Dear Santa, what's going on? It's your pal, Drew. I have been a pretty good boy this year.
You're not using that.
And I had a few requests this Christmas. Can you please help the Texans win 4 more games this December and on New Year's Day? But then, in the new year, could you please help the Texans win 4 more games in January and February? Thank you very much, Santa, and I'm sorry about the disgusting cookies that we left you in 1989. Love, Drew Doherty. First one from Jared Erlis. Does Drew answer questions? Yeah, if you ask him. Doyle Aikens asks, what's the use in asking you useless questions? And Doyle took the time to capitalize the first word of every one of those words. I wouldn't say that your questions are useless. You just didn't ask me an actual question, so I don't have one to answer. Jonathan Lovell, my dear pal, had a question. Dear Drew, will the offensive line be addressed in the offseason? Yes. The offensive line, I'm sure, will be addressed in the offseason. Texans always look to upgrade at every position across the board. I think you can expect to see somebody drafted in one of the first few rounds there. I do think, though, the offensive line has played pretty well in the run game over the last 6 or 7 games. They've had 100 yards rushing on the ground and been able to sort of do some nice things there on the ground. So, yeah, I do think you will see the O-line get addressed in the offseason. Thank you, Jonathan, for that question. And you know what? You get scratch-offs. So, Jonathan, let's go email us right here, and then you'll get scratch-offs sent your way. So, congratulations. Robert Maroney, dear Drew, what will be the tiebreaker that decides the South Division winner? Well, it's, first of all, it's the record. If whoever has the best record, they win the division. So if it's tied, then it's head-to-head. Who has the best record against each other? Right now, the Texans own that tiebreaker because they're undefeated in the 3 games that they've played in the AFC South and against the 2 teams that they're tied with, the Titans and the Colts. After that, if you're still tied and everybody's 1-1, then it's what have you done within the division. So it's head-to-head. It's overall record, head-to-head, and then AFC South. And then we'll cross other bridges once we get there if they're still tied in those scenarios as well. Antonio Perez Jr., dear Drew, who's the most improved Texans player in your opinion this season? I got to go with the 2 tight ends, C.J. Fedorowicz and Ryan Griffin. They have doubled their output already over last season, and there's still 4 games to go. And I say double in terms of catches and in yards for those 2 combined. And if you ask why they're better, they actually say Brock Osweiler. He's actually getting them the ball. So those guys have been better, and they're my 2 most improved. From my dear friend in Mexico City, Armando Oseguera, dear Drew, how affected is the spirit of our players after the 3 losses? What do the coaches do to raise their spirit? We still believe in this team. Regards from Mexico. Thanks for the question, Armando. These guys, they still remain confident. They're going to Indianapolis. It's a team they beat earlier in the season. It's a team they beat in Indianapolis last year. So they remain confident. They know they can do some things. They just got to tighten up a few little areas. They need to get some takeaways on defense. You need to get at least 2 more takeaways than the other guys getting. And got to hit some explosive plays and run the ball. So, yes, spirit, not a problem with these guys. Good question. Thank you so much. And Ricky Jackson asks, can the Texans stop Andrew Luck in a must-win game? Yeah, kind of like the last question I just answered. They did it earlier this year here at home, so why not do it again? Huh? Cool with you? It's cool with me. All right. Going to Indy. Need this one. Let's snap the skid. Let's start a new 3-game win streak against the Colts.